So if we say Talekami discusses only Diket because of Tumeh, and still Talekami says, oh, in the shape of Beitine, say, so that means in connection with Tumeh you require Diket. So it's still against Rabbanu's deen. So the Gemara says, no. The truth is that Talekami also discusses Diket because of God. And so maybe there is no kashya against Rabbanu. But then you ask if the Talekami discusses tickets because of Kol, and this is what he means when he says, in connection with Kol, we are holy king. So why doesn't he say, Ro Rioshlishi is also Beitkin and say because of Kol? The answer is that Rioshlishi is even in connection with Kol, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Venus or not Venus. Only the first, in connection with Korban, only the first two years, have to be Shalom Beines. But if Beines, they are not behind the Korban. But the third year, the third discharge, can be Mitzurek, to be behind the Korban, even if the third discharge took place Beines. Why? It's not a question of Svore, it's a question of Psukim. How we learn out of the truth. We don't have the essence completely. Because the Torah says, the Hazor Bezei Veile Zohar Lan Keivol. The Hazor Es Zei Veile Zohar Lan Keivol. So the question is, now, the question is, do we count the S or we don't count the S? So according to the Kameh, true indeed, that in order to be mechuyev korban, there must be three riyas, but only the first two discharges have to be shalom beines. The third discharge, even if it's beines, it is mechayev korban. As long as the first discharge and the second discharge was shalom beines, so even though the third discharge of zimeh took place beines, so it becomes mechuyev korban. Why? Because Talekame doesn't count the S. The Azov, that's one thing. S is not counted. Zeveni, that's the second Z. That's the second Z. So that means La Zohar. Now, we have a distinction between a Zohar and Mikhail. And a Zohar is Zav Zohar. So, has the Aloche that if there is Venus, it doesn't become Tomei. A Zobeini Keveh, so even if the Zivei is Beines, it does become Tomei. So where do we say that Rie Beines is not Tomei vis-a-vis a Zohar? But vis-a-vis any Keveh, so Rie Beines has the same status, has the same Chemer as Rie Shaloi Beines. So Memele, the Talekame, he doesn't count this. So Vazo has reference to the first thing. Eres is not counted. Zebe has reference to the second thing. Lazocho. So only in respect to the first two years, Zav Zebe, he is to be considered from the point of view of the peculiar law of Zoho. Not what the peculiar law of Zoho. That Riebeines is not Mitame. So only to the extent of the first two years, Zob Zeve, he has a din of Zohar. And in other words, Rie Beines is not Mitame. But after the first two years, he has a din of Nikevo. He doesn't have a din of Zohar. What's the aloha by Nikevo? Doesn't make any difference whether the Rie is Beines or Rie Shaloi Beines. Even with the Rie Beines, it has the same chimer as the Rie Shaloi Beines. So the Azov is a Bein Zov, one Bein, Zivi, the second Bein. So at Kan, he has a Din of Zov. But beyond the first 3 years, the third Bein, so even Zohar has a Din of Nikeva. So even the real Bein is Mitzurek. Because by Nikeva, there is no difference whether Shalom Bein is or Bein is. Mashiach King Rebeleza counts the S also. The Azov has reference to the first Riyah, Es has reference to the second Riyah, Zevi has reference to the third Riyah. So as far as the first 3 years are concerned, he has a din of his own. So in other words, so Beinis is not becoming. Mashalim came. So Mimele, even if the first 2 years, the first two discharges was Shalimis, but the third discharge was Beinis, so he doesn't become a free recall. But beyond the first 3 years, the fourth year, so then he has a din of any cable, and it doesn't make any difference, Beinis or Shalimis. So what's the effect of this Sakosu? That the Azor, 1 year, S, 2 years, Zaydi, 3 years, so at Kami as a din of Izoho, that the Ria Beinis is not considered as a Ria. But Mikam Beinis, after the first 3 years, if there is a fourth year, so then he is treated like an Ikevo, and by Ikevo it doesn't make any difference, Shalom Beinis or Beinis, that means that if someone had 3 years, so he is Mechuyev to count Zayin Kin, and he is Mechuyev to bring a call. But he is Mechuyev to cut, to start counting Zayin Kin. And then he started to count Zayin Kin, so then on one of the 7 clean days, he had the Ria Beinis, so it is still Seisim. After the first 3 years, so then he is treated like an Ikevo. So Bazor, 1 year, Es, 2 years, Zeli, 3 years, so Atkan is treated like a Zohar. So the Ria Beinis is not considered as a Ria. So now we see the third Ria is Beinis, so he doesn't become a Chuyamikol. He doesn't become a Zohar Mikamikol. But, Mikam Beilech, after the first 3 years, with the fourth year, if he has a fourth year, I mean, what's the significance of the fourth year? Because first 3 years are significant, they make him Tomei to Mashiach, and he has to start counting Zayniki. 3 years are the third year is significant, it makes him Tomei to become a Chuyi, to be bringing home. After he becomes Nita from the Zil. But what's the significance of the fourth year? So the significance is, let's say, if he had the fourth year in the Zayin Kin, after he started to count Zayin Kin, so then the Seisim, he has to start counting Zayin Kin anew. So suppose the fourth year that he had in the Zayin Kin was a real Beinis. So the halacha is, he doesn't matter. After the first 3 years, so then he's treated like an Ikevo. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Beinis or not Beinis. Also the Gemara says, Lady Kuma Aumi Kom, Bokad Esim Kamiduke, Rabot Nidao Shesim, Rabot Nidao Shesim, Rabot Nidao Shesim, Azof Kodet, the Vital Kuli, Zoha Bishlishi, Akshirachon Lai Kevi, the Rabot Nidao Shesim, Azof Kodet, Estarte, the Vital, the Vi Akshirachon Lai Kevi, זוכרים זה ניתן לזוכר, ומעט כאן יש לי זוכר, שניתן מבינס, מכאן בילד אני שלישי פרין קייבקסים, כלומר יש מודים מקייבק, שניתן מבינס, כי להופיע מפירקים, וחיוזים זה, ויונם במייסר ומביקום, ביוביס, אז אשרחמון מקייבו, דאפי מבינס, ולא ידעים לתומה, דו מחרחז יתר די, איתנו, ומקום נמרו, למשנית של חיילו, אלו הסתירה, ואין דפוסק והיסחר, ליספר, שיבניקים, the whole of you with these are to the basis. Right. Toshma, the pizza came about the whole of the area. The moment you're too hot, the Rahman of the Oklo, she became the Ines. The Rahman of the Oklo, she who is in the Nisha. Here he is, 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 אלו פשיטים לריאל אישנו, וכתוב לו הקרולו, שניתן לבינס, זו יציקה של גנס רבונה, ותסברה, ואחמר אלו שהוא איסה משכב לישו, בריאל אישנו, בר משכב לישו, he is only tommy to מסרב, and he is only ניתן למגר, but he is not ניתן למשכב לישו, אלו לא רגע, רבי יצרק אינו יבא מזה בכל בקריו, בריאל אישנו, ולא ביוצא בריאל שני או לא, כלום ואחמר, לא כלום שניתן לבינס, ולאחר מרוב שאיזה משכב למישהו אמר אבונה זה ידענו מבוצעי כשל סעיר זה בו מבצע המץ שחזר אבום בשרה חי, זה יבדי ידינו ללגן ביצה המזרת, שחזר רק שוב עבידים ללגן ביצה שאין המזרת. All right, so we will look here. Now, on Wednesday, we have to cover the whole sugya, and this is the next sugya is the most basic sugya in Hilchas Nidah. So I don't think that we will go beyond just reach the Mishnah from Kashi. Nidah, Kashi, Shoshesh, Yomis, if you will not. We will not, but you have to go over the whole Gemara and the whole cases, and you have to go over the Rif Shite in Shuas, in Perikriz Shuas, in Hilchas Nidah. And also you have to go over the Chidushi HaRashbo on that sugya, the Chidushi HaRashbo and the Chidushi HaRitvo on that sugya, together with the Tetzvei Yosh. It's the most basic sugya in Hilchas Nidah. This is the next sugya.
Tanya Umbulahem Bisilo Bishama. Yate made him Vinido Shalitovlo. Vihoa so down, she mayo. So Bisilo said to Bishama, why do you argue in connection with Yilde Shalitovlo in the Yemeitea? So you, Bishama, say that even though she was Roas Adam before she was Tivelis, so it's not Mitamei Lach Yomeish, but you are made, you will be made to us in case of Inido, Shalitovlo V'Roas Adam, Sheik Neyo. So it's just as in the case of Inido, Shalitovlo V'Roas Adam, Sheik Neyo, so in case of Yildes, Shalitovlo V'Roas Adam, Bimeitea. So it should also be tmeyo. The dam should be tame. Omru lehem, bishamai, lo yimartem vinido, shafilu tovlo viroaso tmeyo. Shafilu tovlo viroaso tmeyo. Vinido, so of course we are made that if a nido was not tivelis, and then she saw dam, she's tmeyo. Because even if she was tivelis, let's say she was a nido and she counted 7 days, and then the night of the 8th, she was Nivelis, and then she saw Dam. So it's to be Tome. So Memele, if in the case where she was Nivelis, the Dam is Mitame, the Dam is Tome. Certainly if she was not Nivelis. Lui Martin, she had to go to the Yotimu the Yildes, she in Tovlo Viroaso, she Teo, Omulohem, Yiledes Gizeif Techiach, she in Tovamin, the argument mentioned by Bisilel is very strange. What kind of an analogy is it? Over there, even if she is the valet, she is the male. So what kind of analogy is it? So Tesis says the Kashi. Take me Michael Sabo Bisilel. Because my sin needed the Pshin, come Hadro Bishamai. Vieshlema, the my sin is in the East Kessler needed. The Chsiv Kimenidas Dvoso, who Chsiv would mayo Shuayim Kimidoso. So Mela, that was the argument. In other words, since there is exerasakosuf, ki meinidas dvoso, so memele, so we should deduce from that posik that biyomi mutvile tali rachman. So just as in case of nida. So if loy toglo and roaso it's tome, over there it's tome even if toglo. But if loy toglo, it's also tome. So memele, so we should learn out from Kimeinidas Boso that the same thing is true. This was the argument by this. Alright. Omulahem, so then they mention another argument, Bisil de Bishama. Yuredes Bizeif Techiach, Shin Tovlo Viroaso. Now, the aloha is, now, a woman, if she sees Dam, so if she sees Dam in the Yemeinidah, so then she has to count 7 days, not 7 clean days. 7 days, when a woman menstruates, so then, even if she keeps on menstruating one day after the other, and she sees down, 7 days in succession. So then, but on the 7th day she stopped bleeding, so then the night she's develops, and she's metalis labai, midrash. This is if it happens b'meinidin. But if it happens b'meizive, Now, there is a machlekes. I don't want to discuss the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban in regard to the Cheshbon of Yehudim. I mean, the plain shite is the shite of the Ramban, and that's the shite of all the Rishayim. The Rambam has his own shite, and the Rambam shite is very difficult. But right now, it's not negated. But according to the Ramban, Yemeziva means, as the Torah says, Yemoi Eis Nidosa. The Torah calls Yemeziva Yizove if she bleeds abnormal. Yemoi Eis Nidosa. So Memele, the Ramban says, Now Yudalef Yem Shebinida Linidim. That's the Allah. So when a woman starts menstruating, so then the first 7 days are called Yeminim. Then the 11 days following the first 11 days, so are Yemeziv. Why is it Yemeziv? In other words, let's say if she started to menstruate, let's say on the first of Nisan, that was her initial menstruation. So that, of course, that marks the beginning of her Yemeziv. And any dam that she sees in the first 7 days is Yemeini. But suppose she sees dam on the 8th day, following the initial discharge of dam, so then it's called Yemeziv. And if she sees dam, let's say an Aleph Nisan was her initial discharge of dam, as she reached puberty. So that's Yemeini. Then on the 8th of Nisan, she again had a discharge of dam. So she becomes Izobekane, Midraisa. So, Mimele, she has to count one clean day. She's Ishimeres Yemkinagede. So, in other words, if on the 8th day she again had Sodam, so then she has to be Shimeres the 9th day. Shimeres Yemkinagede. And then the night of the 10th day, after she is developed, she enters the Bible. With the rights she can be developed on the morning of the 9th day. And if there is no Riyas Dam, so then Balaibo, she is with the Bible. But with Rabona, she is not allowed to be developed because of the possibility of Itakore. In case she will see Dam, so that will mean that, and if the Baal was with her, so he was even in Sakore, Selmafreya. So because of that, with Rabona, she is not allowed to be developed in the daytime. But with Raise, she can be developed in the daytime and in the morning of the 9th. But it's contingent upon the non-discharge of dam in the balance of the day. So if there is no discharge of dam in the balance of the day, even though the tefillah took place early in the morning, so the line she's with Tezlabai. Suppose she sees dam on the 8th day and the 9th day. So she's still Shemeres Yom Kinegedei, and then the 10th day, she has to count as a clean day. And if the 10th day she had a clean day, so she's Develes, on the night of the 11th she can be Develes, and she's Muteres Levi. But suppose she saw dawn on the 8th day, on the 9th day, and on the 10th day, then she has to make a Hefzek Tare and count 7 clean days. So in other words, so then she has to count from the 11th day till the 17th day, and then the night of the 18th, she's with the Bible. But suppose, let's say on the 14th day, or even the 17th day, the last day of the Zion King, she'll see that again, so it says the whole thing. So then she'll again have to make Hefzek Tare, and she'll have to count 7 clean days, starting with the 18th day until the 25th day. So the sheet of the Ramban and most Rishayim is that, in other words, that the first 7 days is Yemeini. Then Yudalef Yem Shebinida Linide. So that is Yemeziv. Why is Yudalef? It's Aloch LeMeshiv Sinai, but this Aloch LeMeshiv Sinai is the declaratory of the Mitzias, because the Aloche of Zivus, the Torah calls below Yeis Nidos. In other words, when a woman, let's say, keeps on seeing dam for 7 days, so it's normal, it's not a pathological condition. But suppose a woman, when she menstruates, so she'll keep on bleeding for 8 days or for 9 days or for 10 days, so this will be in an abnormal situation. She'll have to see a doctor. So that's why the Torah calls the Riyas Dam, Bimei Zive Biloye Isnidoso. In other words, it's not in the natural time, because it represents a pathological condition. So that's Bimei Zive. So because the derech of some women when they do menstruate, so some menstruate for 3 days in succession, some for 5 days, and some, many women, menstruate for 7 days in succession. But to menstruate for 8 days in succession is abnormal. So because of that, if she sees dam on the 8th day, that's already amazing. And until, so in other words, from the eighth day, and until the 17th day, until the 18th day, inclusive, so that's amazing. But suppose she'll see dam on the 19th day, the initial year was on the 1st of Nisan. And then she saw dam for a few days, and she stopped. And then, on the 19th of Nisan, she again sees dam. So there, she'll again be a needle, not his own. Because many women have a cycle of every 19th day. So that's the reason. Of course, it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, but Aloch L'Mishim Sinai is based upon the Mitzvahs. Al Tidin, it's based upon the Mitzvahs. Because the distinguishing feature of Yemei Zivu, as contrasted with Yemei Nido, consists in Miloy Eis Nidoso. In other words, if a woman sees down in the Yemei Nido, then it's normal. But when a woman sees down in Yemei Zivu, it's not normal. And because of that, so it's Yudalef Yeim Shebenido Lenido, because to see dam on the 18th as of the initial year is still normal, is not normal. But to see dam on the 19th as of the initial year is abnormal. I mean, that's normal, sorry. So on the 19th, so that's normal. So Memela, that starts the Yemenid again. But the Ramban and all the Rishayim say, suppose she saw dam on the, let's say, on the 8th. So she becomes Izobitam. She saw dam on the 9th. She's still Izobitam. She saw dam on the 10th of Nisan. So she becomes Izobitam. And then she has to start counting Zayin Kiyum from the 18th up to the 17th. But suppose on the 17th she has a V.A., so that is Seisei. So then she has to count again Zayin Kiyum. She has to count against Zayin Kiyum. So she'll have to count the 18th and the 19th and the 20th and then up to the 24th. 7 days. Suppose she'll see down on the 23rd or the 24th. She will not become a nido of that down. Because as soon as she became Izobe, so the Yemei Nide cannot commence unless she has successfully counted Zayin Kiyum. You see? She has successfully counted Zayin Kiyum. That's the Shita Rambam. On the surface, the Shita Rambam, it seems to be that it's a straight cheshbon. In other words, the moment a woman starts menstruating, so it is a cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Unless there is a change of a cycle, or there is birth. So that interrupts the straight cheshbon. But if there is no change of a period, of a regular period, or there is no birth, so then it's a straight cheshbon according to Rambam. So there are many kashas from the Gemara against the Rambam. We'll discuss all these kashas against the Rambam. But for the time being, so we can assume that the cheshbon of Yemei Nido and Yemei Zivu is not a straight cheshbon. I mean, but it's aloche of Yudalef Yeim Shebenido Lenido, but if she started to count Zayin Kiyum, so then the Yemei Nido do not begin until she has finished successfully counting Zayin Kiyum. But suppose she started to count Zayin Kiyum on the 11th, and then on the 17th, which could have been the last day of the Zayin Nikiyim she saw down, so then she has to start counting again Zayin Nikiyim on the 18th, 18th, 19th, 20th until the 24th. So, and suppose she sees on the 21st and the 23rd or even the 24th, so it will again be considered as Yimei Zivo, because until she successfully finishes counting Zayin Nikiyim, so the Yemei Nido do not commence. That's the Shite of most Rishonim, and this is how it appears from the Gemara. But the Rambam Shite is very complicated. Now, you see, I mean, the Magid Mishnah. Now, the Rambam mentions his Shite in of the Cheshbum of Yemei Nido and Yemei Zivo, which on the surface it appears to be straight Cheshbum 7-11, 7-11, of course. So, all the poskim, they put certain limitations upon the Shitas HaRambam. Otherwise, the Rambam is contrary to so many Gemaras. Alright, so the Magid Mishneh says, Avol Ramban in Perek Vov, Milches Yisur Biye, Haloche Dalet, Avol Ramban Zal Bira Birayis Brues, Shedin Hateiro Bisfires Hanides Vazivo, Kach, Hoyisho Shero Asodam Tchilo Yisheve Shivo Nidosto. So if her initial rear, as she reached puberty and she started to have the period, so was an aleph nisan. So the first 7 days are yemei nida. Ho'asolim shmini, if she saw down on the 8th of nisan, nasis of the tane, v'shimarasiyim kinegedeim. Ho'asolim chi, shimarasiyim asiri. Ho'asolim yei, in day, the 9th, the 10th, harizuzovik dele, utzricha o'shivo nikiyim. So from the 11th up to the 18th, so she'll have to count Zayin Nikiyim. Utzriya Shem Nikiyim, Misho Shem Yisho Nasa Zev Deila. In Chuzeres Lo Yenidus, Achet Misho Shem Yisho Nasa Zev Deila. In Chuzeres Lo Yenidus, Achet Tispe Shem Nikiyim. Keitzak, Harei Shem Oaso Shlishi Yomim B'Seif Yudale. Vishofo, Viroaso Gam B'Yim Adalet, Shum Hayomim Oruyim Yenido, Afi Vizchiru Limnis Nikiyim Shalom, Visosro, Vichozor Vimneison, Visosro, Eino Elozovo, Shesiseres, Ulchetashrim Shivo Nikiyim, Vitire, Tarzel Itchilas Yemenido. I mean, and this is in accordance with the Mitzies, as the Pashtes Halosh Nakosu, Bilo Yeis Nidoso. So in other words, because it's not normal for a woman to keep on seeing down more than 7 days after the initial rear. So that's the maximum of normal discharge, menstrual discharge of down. So Memele, if she did see and an abnormal condition happened, so that means until she successfully counts Zayin Nikiyim, there is an indication that the pathological condition did not disappear as yet. So when do we say that she is restored to normalcy, Memele, if she sees down, so that will mark the beginning of Yemei Nido, only if she sees down after she has successfully counted Zayin Nikiyim 7 days. Uchshet uchshelit shtashli shivu nikiyim v'tire tarzel itchilas Yemei Nido. Ro'aso nido b'tchilo v'ro'aso yedalev mishetire b'yeim yotes l'riyoso harei nido kivatchilo. Lo yroaso at chavov eimeni leyeim arou lizive elo areizu tchilas nide. Eim zive elo biyudalev shesmuchim lizayem sheroaso ben nidus. So, in other words, zive is only, according to the Ramban and most Rishonim, zive is only the 11 days following the 7 days of nidus. Of actual nidus. Alright. So, ein zivel b'yedalev shesmuchel izayin shehoasu b'minus v'izoya b'minyezeh shekvoto boi midile ab'mchabrim. He means the Rambam. I mean, there come and become sugyas. There are several sugyas in Ide. There is a sugya in Eirechen that is contrary to the Shittas Rambam. We'll discuss, I mean, the Shittas Rambam. Obviously, the Shittas Rambam has to have certain limitations. We cannot assume that according to the Rambam, so the Cheshbum of Yemei Nido and Zivo is just a straight Cheshbum, 7-11, 7-11. So then, why does the Torah say that Yemei Zivo is below Eis Nidoso? So it's not a question of Eis Nidoso It's not a question of the normal flow of dam or a pathological flow of dam. It's a question which day. So obviously there are certain limitations upon the Shittes Aram. Now what are the limitations? So is the limitation imposed by the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das says that when does the Rambam say that it's a straight cheshbon, 7-11, that's only vis-a-vis a woman who does not have a regular cycle. Many women, they don't have a regular period. Sometimes it's, let's say, the 25th is of the previous year, and sometimes it's the 26th, and sometimes it's the 21st. So in Mele, the Chavis Das says that if vis-a-vis a woman who has a veset kovua, a regular cycle, let's say every 25th day or every 30th day, so then the Rambam would be made to the Rambam that only the Yudalef Yeim that is somuch to actual nidus is Yimezib. And until it is Yimezib. Masheinke in regard because vis-a-vis a woman who has a regular veset, so Mimele Zivus. So then when is it below Yisnidoso if it doesn't conform to a cycle? But when does the Rambam say that we follow a straight cheshbon of 7-11? That's vis-a-vis a woman who never has a regular cycle. So there it's a straight cheshbon. This is what the Chavis Das says. I mean, all right. Anyway, now, so the halacha is if a woman sees dam on three successive days in the Yemei Ziveh, she becomes his other day. What about the Yildes? So by Yildes, the same halacha applies. If a woman, let's say, was Yildes in the Yemei Ziveh, what is in the Yemei Ziveh? Suppose she gave birth. She gave birth to a child within the 11 days following actual nidus. Let's say the woman became a nide on the first of Nisan, even though she was pregnant and she was expecting a baby, but she still, sometimes it happens, and she menstruated on the first of Nisan, and she menstruated, let's say, for 7 days. And she was expecting a baby. And then she saw dam on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan. She saw dam 3 days in succession. That's in the Yudalef Yeim, following actual news. Not so, actual news. So, and then on the 8th she saw dam, on the 8th of Nisan she saw dam, on the 9th of Nisan she saw dam, on the 10th of Nisan she saw dam, and on the 10th of Nisan she gave birth to a child. So then she is called Yeledes Bizein. And this woman, in addition to observing, let's say, 7 Yemei Tumas Lidah or 14, depending whether it's a boy or a girl, so in addition she'll have to count Zayin Nikin. If she's not Yeledes Bizein, so then she doesn't have to count Zayin Nikin. She just has to count 7 days or 14 days. 14 days, and even if it's, the days are not clean, suppose she gave birth to a girl and she saw dam every day of the 14 days. And then she stopped, on the 14th day she stopped bleeding. So Midrash said, on the night of the 15th she can be Tivales and she Mitaras Labayo, if she's not Yeledes Bizei. But suppose she was a Yeledes Bizei, in other words, she saw dam on the first of Nisan, and that was Yeminivus, and then on the 8th she saw dam, and on the 9th she saw dam, and on the 10th she saw dam, and then on the 10th she gave birth to a child. So then, besides the count of 7 or 14 days of Tumas Leideh, she has to count Zayinki. So that's called Yeledes Bizei. So, yes?
And what if the Zayinikin had started when she was Yeledes?
Oh, so that is, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove.
It's a machleket between Abai and Rove, and that's why it's Zion. There is a machleket between Abai and Rove, whether Yinri Leide, Shein Reye Ben Dam, is Eilin Lizayin Kim or not. So Abai Rove says that Yinri Leide, Shein Reye Ben Dam, so is Eilin Lizayin Kim. And Abai says, it's not Eilin Lizayin Kim. It's not Eilin Lizayin Kim. Let's say she gave birth to a girl. So she's near later 14 days, even if she doesn't see any now, she's near. But suppose, of course, the Lady Yabeshte is a very unusual phenomenon. It can happen maybe once, I don't know, in 50 years. It can happen, the Gemara talks of Lady Yabeshte, but it's a very unusual phenomenon. So, but suppose she stopped bleeding immediately. And then the only the first day of the late day she bled. And then the second day was a clean day. So then, and the eighth day, and then from the second day she didn't see any dam, and she gave birth to a nikim. So according to Rove, so on the night of the 15th she can be tevelis and she mitaras the Bible, because the count of Zayin Kim can be realized within the 14 days of Tumas Leide if she had 7 clean days. Within the 40 days. According to Abaye, so Yimilayde Sheinareya Ben Eilin Eilin Zayinikim. Now, all the Sheinim Paskin, like Rove, because there's a general cloud, that whenever there is a Machlekes, there is a Machlekes between Abaye and Rove, so the Aloch is like Rove, except in Yaltigam. Rav Netam Paskins like Abaye, that Yimilayde Sheinareya Ben Dam Eilin Eilin Zayinikim. So according to Rabbi Tam, if she gave birth to the Kaven, and let's say she only bled the first day of the lady, and then the second day, so on the ninth day she already has fulfilled the count of Zion on the eighth day. So she already fulfilled the count of Zion clean days, but of course she still has all the Bible because she gave birth to the Kaven. So Mimele, she has to count 14 days, whether she sees them or she doesn't see them. But the night of the 15th, she can be develis and she's develis the Bible, according to all the Sheikh. But according to Ramatam, he passes like Abaye, so even though she stopped bleeding immediately, so she will not be Muteras the Bible until the night of the 22nd. Because even though she had clean days, she had 13 clean days. 13 clean days, but Yimilayde Sheinoreya Ben Dam Eilin Eilin Zayinikim. So when will she have to start counting the Zayinikim? Only on the 15th day. So when will she have fulfilled a count of Zayinikim? Upon the termination of the 21st day. So she'll be able to, according to Ramatam, she'll be able to be developed in the Teres Bible only on the night of the 22nd. According to the other Rishayim who passed like Rove, she will be able to be Tevelis on the night of the 50th. But that's Rav Netam's. That's Rav Netam's. Alright, now. So Bisila, the second argument mentioned by Bisila was, Omulahem, you let us be Zeif Techiah. Suppose a woman gave birth to a child in the Mezivet. In the Yudalef Yei, following immediately actual Nidus. Actually this. And she saw Dam for 3 days in succession. In other words, she saw Dam on the eighth of Nisan, the example I mentioned, and on the ninth, and on the tenth, and on the tenth she gave birth to a child. So then she is not only Yeledes, but she is a Zovek Dela also. That's called the Yeledes Bizein. So Omulahem, Yeledes Bizein Techiah. Suppose she's Yeledes B'Zeiv, and then she counted Zayin Nikim, and she was Tevelis, and then after the Tevilah, she was Tevelis. Yeah, I mean she saw Dam, so it's Teilo because it's Yimeteya. It's Yimeteya. Lo Tovlo V'Roaso, but suppose she was not Tevelis. V'ro'aso, so is Meyo, Omulehem, who are din v'yachume. I mean, we are not, so in other words, so Rishayim point out that Bisilel didn't know of the Shita of Bishamai. Basil assumed that even though Bishamai say in connection with the Yildes, that the dam is not tomei, but they are made in connection with the letters bizei, with the letters bizei that roas odam la'achal Yisrael came to Yile, that it teased on. This is what Bezilel thought Bishamayel, but Bishamay told him no. Just as we are healing and you in connection with the yildes, a regular yildes, not the yildes bezeiv, shero asu b'miteya akirim tvile, that the dam is toyer, so we are also healing and you in connection with the yildes bezeiv, that if she saw dam after the sphere, after counting zayniki, and before tvile, so she is not only either. So, Omulem, who had in Bachive, remember the plague, that Bishamay Achilik in connection with Yeledes Bezeiv also, but now the maiden Yeledes Bezeiv, she'll be Tamilach the Yavish, Loikashe, Kanshe Sofro, Kanshe Loisofro. In other words, Bishamay are made it to be Silel in connection with the Yeledes Bezeiv that started to count Zainikim, and then she saw Dam in the midst of the Zainikim. Let's say, she was a Yeledes Bezeiv. In other words, she came to meet on the first of Nisan. And then she saw Dam on the 8th of Nisan, on the 9th of Nisan, on the 10th of Nisan. And she gave birth to a child on the 10th of Nisan. On the 10th of Nisan. So Bishamai, suppose she started to count. Suppose she started to count the Zayin Kim, let's say she stopped bleeding on the 10th of Nisan. She gave birth to a baby and she stopped bleeding. And she counted the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. And the 17th, in the middle of the day, so she saw Dam again. So then, or let's say she saw Dam on the 16th or the 15th, then she saw Dam, so then it's Tommy, Bishama is made. Since she is a Yeledes Bezeiv, who saw Dam before she finished counting successfully 7 clean days. So then if she sees Dam, so then she stopped. When will Bishamai be made to be Silel? If let's say she saw Dam on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, the 10th of Nisan, and she gave birth to a child on the 10th of Nisan, and she started to count the 11th after the 17th, successfully, and then she could, and then on the 18th, after she has finished counting 7 clean days, so on the 18th she saw Dam. So in such a case, Bishama will say it's not Tomei. So this one more says, Loikashe Kanshe Sof. When do Bishamai Chilik and Bisilel in regard to Yeledes Bezeiv that was Sofro? So then the Achilik and Bisilel. But can, when does the Mishnah say you made him be a letter Bezeiv? Shimitam lach miyomeish, shaloi sofo. Shaloi sofo. If let's say on the 16th of Nisan, or even on the 17th of Nisan, she'll see Dam. So she saw Dam before she finished counting Zayin Kiyin. So then Bisham will be made to Bisilel that he is made. Vatanya bin Yechusin. Yeledes Bezeiv shesofro litovlo viroaso holchu bishamai lishitoson u beisilel lishitoson. Now, what's the difference between sofro and loisofro? Now, the Gemara, the shita of Bezeiv is explained on the basis of yomim utfile tol rachmon according to Bezeiv. And according to Bishamai, so it's not yomim utfile tol rachmon, but just yomim tol rachmon. So, Bishamai amede, that in regard to Yeledes Bezeiv, as long as she didn't finish counting, Bishamay Ameide, that Lechol HaPoch has Biyomim Tal Yerachman. So until the days, the number of days expired, so then she's Tomei, and the Dam is Tomei. When do Bishamay say that that it's not Tomei, she's not Tomei, that is only if the Yomim already expired, but the Tefillah did not take place. So we still say, B'yomim Tefillah Tal Rachmoneh, B'shamay say, B'yomim Tal Rachmoneh. But vis-a-vis, a Yeledes Bezeiv, Shaloi Sofo, let's say, if she saw down in the Yemizim, and the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, and then she started to count Zaynikin, and on the 15th, or the 16th, or the 17th, she again saw down, so Mele, vis-a-vis the Yeledes Bezeiv, Shaloi Sofo Zaynikin Adayim, so then, even though it's B'yomim Tal Rachmoneh, but the Yomim are not finished yet. But if she was she finished counting Zaynikin, so the Yomim we have, the Tefillah which she doesn't have. So the Shita of Bishama is, it only depends upon Yomim, not upon Yomim the Tefillah. But, so in the case of she already finished counting, so then we have already the Yomim. And the Tefillah is not important according to Bishama. Masha'im Kein, if it's Lois of Zaynikin, so even the Yomim we don't have. So Mimele, she's Tmeyom. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. You let us be Zeif Techiyah. She told Lach Shemon so Zayin Ekim Livad Yimei Tumas Leide. Vi Roasa. Teiroi. Vi Dam Toeru. Vi Chalitom Roasa Tome. Omu Lehem. Vi Shama Ayu Adin. Keleima. Keheicha De Amrinom Vi Yeledes Gmuro. Kreide Shalitov Lo Vi Roasa Teiro. Kach Yeledes Bi Zeif. Sheovro Yimeleide Vi Shivu Nikim. Viloi tovlo viroaso is the hell. Is the hell. Kanshe sofro, preise. No, I come. Afo gab yamre vishama biyoledes krede. Krekoch mim ragleo. Meidi biyoledes bizeib shaloi sofro. Dichol man shaloi sofro zovoi. So that way it's even the Yomim are not finished. So Mimele, she is it Meyo. The whole man shall be so for Zobi, Vimroa, so Lahabi Kereko, Mimraglero, Tilu Reik Mitamilach, Loyovish, Kidom of Damanide, the Hiori King Rikike, the Hanlach, Avodomo Mitamilach, Yovish, Kisho Damanide, Yalfino, Mitamanide, Vatani Vilhus, Vishama Vishitoson, Kehilchad Mitaro, Yield is great. Mitare behaft mit Kosabre wie jeden Tor Rachmane, wo Mollo kol Yom Shalom. Und bis hier ist das so. Die Kosabre wie jeden und viele Tor Rachmane. Wir kriegen doch die Toglo, habe Domo Tomei, die Tumas Leide, der habe Abatum. Na, Ipa, Rabo Mama in Echadu, hat er und die Mosba, hat er und die Rosei, wie Levi Omar, schon in Ayonis. So I mentioned a few weeks ago. So, that there is some safe there in the Shalzi Chumas Yeredeye, so he raises the question, how is it possible, there should be a machlekes on such a mitzvah? We can just observe it empirically, whether it's mayon echod, or ishtei mayonis, or ishtei mayonis. So he says that Levi doesn't mean ishtei mayonis, that it comes from a different place. Of course it comes from the mokia, the dam that flows within the Yimei Tumas Leide comes from the Mokeh, from the womb, from the uterus, and the dam that comes in the Yimei Teya following the Yimei Leide comes from the Mokeh, it comes from the same place. But Rav says, the Chasam Seifa says, that Rav says, Mayin Echodu, it means not only does it come from the same place, from the lining of the uterus, but it emanates from the same cause too. And Levi says, true, it comes from the same place, but it emanates from a different cause. So that he calls it Shnei Mayonis. Of course, that goes without saying that Levi doesn't mean that Shnei Mayonis saying that it comes already from not from the Mokeh. I mean, that's not child, it's inconceivable. So in other words, of course it comes from the same source, from the same place, from the Mokeh, but the machlekes between Rav and Levi is whether the flow that takes place in the Yemei Teya emanates from the same cause as the flow that takes place in the Yemei Leide. So according to Rav, it emanates from the same sibe. So then you'll ask, so how is it that the Torah says, any dam that is that comes that is discharged in the Yimeteya Aristoia, and the dam that is that comes out in the Yimeleide is Tame. There's exactly a cause, but it terminates from the same cause. And Levi says no. Levi says no. The reason is why the Torah says in the Yimeteya, in the Yimeteya, it emanates from the same, from the Yimeteya Aristoia, because it emanates from a different Zibe. From a different Zibe. In other words, so that means that even according to the Chassam Sefer, in Chulekuf Nundalet, there is a Machlekes in Mitzias. But the Machlekes in Mitzias is not such a divergence. I mean that the Machlekes is whether it comes from the same source or from a different source. No, they both agree that it comes from the same source, from the Mokia. But whether it emanates from the same Sibbe or it emanates from a different Sibbe. So there is a slight difficulty in that explanation given by the Chassam Sefer. So that means that the Machlekes between Rav and Levi is a Machlekes in Mitzvah. So, right, but this is how the Chassam Sefer explains it. But then there is a very big Chiddush implicit in the Chassam Sefer's Pshat. In other words, Levi says that on account of the fact that Shtei Mayonets, so maybe it's a mind toy. It's a mind toy. So that means that, and Rav says that it is a mind for me, except that the Torah declared it as toy. So that means that where something, let's say, suppose a woman will have a discharge of blood that will come from the same place, from the lining of the uterus, from the mokia. I mean, mokia, the Gemara mentions mokia. But what is mokia? Mokia means the place from which the menstrual dam emanates. And the place from which menstrual dam emanates is the lining of the uterus. So it shouldn't be mixed up. I mean, because the Gemara mentions minatzdodim in contrast to the mokia. But the minatzdodim doesn't mean the wall of the uterus. Minatzdodim means, let's say, the cervix, I mean, prior to the uterus. And the walls of the uterus, that's minamokia. When the Gemara uses the expression minatzdodim, it means before the uterus, not the walls of the uterus. Because the walls of the uterus, that's not minatzdodim, that's the mokia. That's the mokia itself. So, from the Chassam Sefer, it appears that only that kind of dam that emanates from the same sibeh as menstrual dam emanates. So, makes her a nido. But suppose dam emanates from the mokeya, but it's not a menstrual flow. So then, from the Chassam Sefer, it appears that she wouldn't be a nido. From the Chassam Sefer. Now, the problem arises in connection with ovulation. Some women bleed when they ovulate. So this is a different kind of bleeding. I discussed it with a number of obstetricians, and some obstetricians said that the cause of ovulation bleeding is not only the same, not only that it's not the same as the cause of menstrual bleeding, it is, they said, that physiologically it's just the opposite than of menstrual bleeding. Some doctors, some obstetricians, they don't feel that this is the opposite. And the truth is that no obstetrician in the world, no doctor, knows the real reason as to why a woman menstruates. They only know the circumstances under which she menstruates. In other words, when a woman ovulates, so then when she releases an egg that is ready, that is fully ripened and ready to be fertilized, so that can be fertilized, let's say, within 10 or 14 days after ovulation. And if, let's say, within 10 days or 14 days that it can be fertilized, this egg is not fertilized, so that brings about, that causes a constriction in the veins of the lining of the uterus, and she starts bleeding. But what exactly causes the woman, causes that constriction, that no one knows. So, Mimele, So some obstetricians told me that the cause, the physiological cause of ovulation bleeding is just the reverse of the physiological cause of menstrual bleeding, because menstrual bleeding takes place as a result of the frustration of the ovulation, because the ovulation means that the woman is ready to conceive, that a ripened egg is released, ready to be fertilized. So if any bleeding takes place simultaneously with ovulation, that means that the bleeding takes place in connection with the readiness of the egg to become fertilized. But the menstrual bleeding takes place because the heretofore egg that was capable of being fertilized was not fertilized while it was capable of being fertilized. So that's why some obstetricians, when they discussed it with me, said that the physiological cause is just the opposite. But whether that can be considered as just the opposite physiological cause than of menstrual bleeding or not, but one thing is clear, that the physiological cause of ovulation bleeding is not the same cause as menstrual bleeding. So according to the Chassam Sefer, so when a woman bleeds because of ovulation, so then she's not an eagle. That would be a terrific kulet. I don't think that any rov would pass like that. We'll soon see that even according to Chassam Sefer, it's possible to say that she still is an eagle. But it appears, superficially it appears, that according to the Chassam Sefer's pshat, so ovulation bleeding does not make a woman into an eagle. Alright, but I mentioned another pshat, and that is more mistal. In other words, that not that there is a machlekes in mitzvahs, and there are many rayas from the Rishonim, we'll see, especially from the Tesvis, Hilchos Ikerav Lechumah. So we see that not that there is a machlekes in mitzvahs. The mitzvahs is that the dam leide and the dam teya emanates from the same source. It emanates from the uterus. I mean, there is no child. I mean, that there is no child. I mean, the Chassam Sefer also said that. But I think that there is no machlekes in the mitzias between Rav and Levi. That on one hand, dam leide and dam teya emanate from the same source. On the other hand, they emanate from different sources. And I mean, as far as I was able to verify it, so they do emanate from different sources, because in the emelete, so a woman bleeds. Why? Because of the birth. So that's why she bleeds. But in the emeteya, she doesn't bleed because of the birth, because in the emeteya, so the wound that was formed as a result of the birth was already healed. So why does she bleed? So she bleeds because of a different cause. It's not the same cause that gives rise to the lady bleeding, you see. So in other words, so there is no machlekes in mitzvahs. The both agree, Rav and Levi, that the flow that takes place in the emelede emanates from the same source as the flow that takes place in the emeteya. And both agree that they emanate, while they emanate from the same source, from the same place, from the mokeya, they emanate from different sibes, from different causes. But the machlekes is a machlekes in the din. According to Rav, the fact that the emeteya, it emanates from a different cause than the emelede, has no halachic significance. It's considered like minor, because it doesn't make any difference why there is a flow of dam. As long as there is a flow of dam from the moche, of course, if there is a flow of dam in Asgodin, let's say in the cervix, so then she's not an eagle. But as long as Rav says, Ma'inechadu, Al-Pidin, it's considered minor. It doesn't make any difference whether it emanates from the same cause that gives rise to menstrual bleeding, or it emanates from a different cause, as long as it emanates from that source, from the mokeya. So she's in, you know, it's my echon. And there is no difference. And you cannot say that the reason as to why the dam in the Yemeitea is doyer is because it's not a menstrual flow. So it's not a menstrual flow. What difference does it make? It comes from the mokeya. So it's damnido. It should be damnido. But why is it doyer? It's especially the sakoso. And Levi says, no, that al-Pidin, there is a distinction. He calls Echtei Mayones. Al-Pidin, it's considered a different mayo. Because according to Levi, Davido by definition is that which emanates not only from the Mokeya, but which emanates from the same cause that menstrual flow emanates. And since that the flow in Yemeitea does not emanate from the same cause as the flow in Yemeleide, so the Mele, it's a different Mayon. Al-Pidin, it's a different Mayon. And that's the reason as to why the Torah says. That's the reason as to why the Torah says that Yemeitea is doyer. Not because there is a special heter. According to Rav, so when the Torah says that the Yemeitea she is teor, it's a special letter. It's a special letter that this dam is not mitame, but not because it emanates from a different sibe. Even if it will emanate from the same sibe, let's say Shivas. Suppose that the flow started within the Yemeitea and then it continued into Yemeitea. So then it emanates from the same, there is a continuity of flow. So it emanates from the same sibe. So according to Rav, she is still Muteres, because even when it emanates from a different cause, Al-Pidin is considered like Mayana. Because it doesn't make any difference what the sibe is. The important thing is, where does it come from? Not why it comes from the Mokhi. That's according to Rav. According to Levi, so the reason is why the Torah says that the Yemeitea is doyer, because it emanates from a different sibe. So Memele, that means that Al-Pidin is considered Shtei Mayonis. That's the Machlokes. That's the Machlokes. Now, the Shite, suppose a woman has a maki in the Moki. So the Shite of the Bais Yosef is, if a woman has a maki, let's say she has an ulcer in the Moki. She has a maki, and then there is a discharge of blood. But the maki is in the Moki itself. Of course, if the maki is not Zdorim, then everybody agrees that she is not in it. We only have to be sure that this dam comes from a maki in the Zdori. But suppose it is established that the maki is in the mokia itself, in the lining of the uterus, she has an inflammation. And there's nothing to do with menstruation. She discharges dam even when it's not a period. So the sheet of the Bais Yosef is that she is in the midrash. The Ramor says no. Now, what's the sheet? How can the Bais Yosef sheet be explained? On the basis of that din of Rav, because Rav says that Al-Pidin, the dam that is discharged in Yemeitea, is considered Mayonechod Al-Pidin, with the dam that is discharged in Yemeleide, even though the flows emanate from different causes. But Al-Pidin is considered Mayonechod, because the cause has no relevance. The cause, it's the place from which it comes. So Memele, the Bais Yosef says that even if she has a maki in the Mokel itself, she's still in it. If she has a maki. Now, of course, most poskim achilit and Bais Yosef Shite, there are more paskins that if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that a woman has a maki in the Mokel itself, and that that dam comes from that maki, it's not menstrual bleeding, so then she's mutarasa bairo. So what is it? What's the shite? So, I mean, doesn't Rav say here that al pidin it's mayon echot, even though the dam tea emanates from a different cause than the dam, even though the dam tea emanates from a different cause than the dam, than the dam lady, than the dam lady, but because as long as it comes from that place, so how is it that most poskim machilik on the shite of the Beis Yosef, and they say that a make, dam make, even the moker itself does not make her into a nido. So we have to say that there is one distinction between let's say dam teah, or let's say ovulation meaning, and the dam make, because according to all these poskim who say the dam make, even the moker itself, does not make her into a nido, they say there is one distinguishing feature between damako and damnido. Because actually, damnido is also damako. Why does a woman menstruate? Because when the egg cell that was ripe to be fertilized, and if it doesn't become fertilized, so then somehow there is a constriction in the veins, in the lining of the uterus. So there's constriction, so then the veins burst. So there is menstrual flow. So what is that? Isn't that imako? What is imako? Imako means that if veins burst, so there is a flow. So every damnido essentially is a damako. But this is a normal damako. This is how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the woman. I mean, that there should be a constriction every month. There should be a constriction of the veins in the uterus and to burst and to bleed. So this is a norm. This is a natural state. This kind of mako is an integral part of the healthy state of the woman. Now, ovulation bleeding is also a normal phenomenon. Mashein kein, so then it's dam nido. Then she becomes a nido. Mashein kein, if the flow of dam emanates because of a mako, so this is not the natural state. So then she's not a nido according to Mo. But wherever it's not a mako in the sense of a certain unnatural inflammation, every menstruation results from an inflammation of the uterus. But this is a natural inflammation. So that's the reason as to why the Rabbah says, I mean most Rishayim say that damako, even from the moker itself, doesn't make her drink. Now, so the Gemara says, "My binaye, ike binaye, shifas mitechshivo lachashivo, umitecharboso lacharaboso, umitecharboim lacharaboim, umitechshmeni lachashmeni, lirav reishon kulek." In the case of shifas, mitechshivo lachashivo. So according to Rav, since according to Rav, it doesn't make any difference what the cause of the flow is, as long as it emanates from the moker. So then it's dam nido. But here, so the mele, and every dam nido should also be dam nido. But there is a special zakosu. So even if we know that the dam in the yemei teah emanates from the same source as the dam in the yemei leido, because the flow started, let's say, on the seventh day of the yemei leido, and it continued into the eighth day, so we know that it emanates from the same cause too. It's still mutar, because even when it emanates from a different cause, al pidin it's considered minor. Because the cause is not important. So mainly, even in a case where it does emanate from the same cause, in the case of shifas, where there was a continuity of flow of the dam, so then, so we know that the dam that flows on the eighth day is already, it emanates from the same cause as the dam into a slide, but whatever dam comes out on the eighth day, even though it is in the cause of a continuous flow that started on the seventh day, so still toya. Mashiach, according to Levi, Levi says that when it's a different cause, so then it's considered a different mayon. That's not the mayon tomei. So mainly the reason is why the Torah says that in Imitea Aristotle is because it doesn't come from the mind Tomei. Al-Pidin, it's not considered the mind Tomei. It's not that the Torah was not yet. But Al-Pidin, it's a different bio. It's a different mind. So, but suppose there is a situation that it emanates from the same mind, not from a different mind, when it emanates from the same sibe as the dominant mind to Maslaine, so then she's done. So he says, Lirav, Reishalikule, Viseife, Lichumre, Lilevi, Reishalikumre, Viseife, Lichumre. And the same thing, that means suppose it started to emanate. It started to emanate. Let's say on the 40th day, the last day of the Imitea. And it continued to flow into the 40 days, the 41st day. So maybe that the reason as to why in the Imitea Aristoia. Because it's not a middle, it's a different mind opening. Because it emanates from a different sibe. So, but in this case, and after and for the first day, it emanates already from the same mayon that the made to Maslede it emanates. So, Mimele, in this case, when it started to emanate in the Yimei Leide, I mean in the Yimei Teyah, even it continued after the Yimei Teyah, so Levi, so Reisha Lechumre, because it comes from the Mayim Tomei, and we say Velikule. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Mayim Echadu, Dama Bob Meleide, Dama Bob Meteyah, Mayim Echadu Mboyin, Atim Otim Mosi Konshim Lezoch, Vidal de Kevo, ואתם תראו שיחה מכם, ניסתם אטום אל החשוויים ונפתח התויר, ניסתם התויר לחשמיים ונפתח התומי, לרב ראשי שפס מתחילים איתומר ומתארר וכולי, ותראו, ויחו גם לפוסק, דואטים אותו עושה, וסייפה ושופו מתכנן, לאח המן ומתכתן, לאח השמיני, לחומרי, ותמיהו לאח השמיני, דעתים אותי מוסד, ללי בראשי לחומרי, כאילו לפוסקו, לא ניסת מים תומי, וסייפה לכולי, תכאילו לפוסקו, לא ניסת מים תומי. מייס, דם הילד שלו טוב לו, בשם היום מקרי כוח ממרג לאור, ובסיר לאים ומתם הלך ליובש, כוסל כדאי תודי פוסקו, בישלים לרב דלו מה הנה יכול הוא, מי שמוכם איתם הלך ליובש. אלו לאים ידעו מה שאני מה יונס אין, so why do Basil say that he's done it? After all, since it emanates from a different sibe, from a different mayon, as the Gemara calls it, so mainly it's done here because that's not a nido. It's not a nido, it's not a nido. So what if it is she was not in Velasas yet? So she was not in Velasas yet. And suppose she was not in Velasas yet. And as Rashi says, Hello Levi, Kosal Kedai Toch, Kosal Kedai Lipask, Yen Mushmai, Lach Ashwai, Umshmochem Tam Lach Yobish, Mayim Tomipo, Vatir, Umtrosim Bisilo, Yen Mutvile, El Levi, Om Mayim Toy Rose, the Hipposko Nistama Tome. So you know what says, Mochem Askinom Bishifas, Vitir Yimitumer Yimitare, the Roy Posko. So the reason as to why Basil say that it's Tabalach Yovesh, because we know that it emanates from the Mayon Tomei. So it be shifas by Tabal Bishamai. Tabal Bishamai, Kosabra Bishamai Mayanech. So Levi is made it, that according to Bishamai, it's Al-Bidin considered Mayanech. Levi only says it Al-Bidin Basil, which is Mayonis. But Al-Bidin Bishamai is considered Mayanech. Kosav Bishamai Mayanech. Now, here, so there is a difficulty in this Gemara. Tezus and all the Bishamim raised that question. Now, since according to Levi, Bisila, hold the Shteimayonis. And the reason is to why the Dama Yoledesh Shalutovlo in the Yemitea,
So she's tomei because we still have reference to shivas. So mainly terminated, it still emanates from the mind tomei, from the mind tomei. That's the reason. So why does the Mishnah say tam yilde shaloi tovo? Tam yilde shaloi tovo. So bishama yilum tirei koch leim ragleo ubisil leim itam ilach liyomei. Why do Bisil say Damayil Bishaloi Tovo, since Bisil have reference to a case of Shivas and the Dam emanates from the Mayim Tomei, so even if she's Tovo, even if she's Tovo, suppose, I mean, how would it be possible that she would be Tovo? I mean, very simple. Let's say she went down into the Mikveh. She went down into the Mikveh, let's say, before the termination of the 14th day or the 7th day, and then she remained underwater until Tzitzak Chovim of the 8th day or of the 15th day, and she was tivelis. So and she kept on discharging dam all the time. The dam, the flow that started on the 7th day continued into the 9th of the 8th, or the flow that started on the 14th continued into the night of the 15th. It continued to flow, but she was under the water all the time. So even in such a case, Priscilla would say, if we say that Shtei Mayones, and the only reason as to why the Torah says that Yimiteya Yitztoya is because it emanates from a different Mayon, but in case of Shabbas, it emanates from the here to form Mayon, so then it's Tomei. So even if there was Tvile, let's say she is Shivas and she is in water in the course of the Shivas. So she's also Tomei. It's also Tomei. Because the reason as to why Damin Yimiteya Aristoia is because it emanates from a different Mayon. But here it keeps on emanating from the old Mayon, from the Mayon Tomei. So even if she realized it really, so it should be Tomei. Why does the Mishnah say Damayil Edeshon Tovlo? Even if she fast, and if it's not she fast, so then we still should say it should be toya the dam, because it emanates from my toya. That's the discussion. All the Rishonim raised that question. We should fast, so Tesis says in the name, we hash the vafim will be toplo yitamo bisil lach yovish. We must listen to look at the loy toplo mishum bisham. So Tesis says in the name. According to Levi, so when the Mishnah says Dama Yiledes Shalom Tovlo, that's a little Mishama. That's a little Mishama. So in other words, a little Mishama. So it's not. So then it's not difficult to wash, because according to Mishama, it's my lech. And according to Mishamai, so Basil, I mean Levi also agrees that according to Mishamai it's my nechon. And if it's my nechon, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Shifas or not Shifas. It doesn't make any difference. If it's my nechon, it doesn't make any difference. So when does it make a difference according to Basila? That they hold Ishtei Mayones. So then if it's not Shifas, so then it should be Muter, the dam should be Toya. So it emanates from my tomei, so it's tomei. But according to Mishamai, that you hold my nechon, it doesn't make any difference whether it's shifas or not shifas. So mele, the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions Damayilede Shalui Tovlo is because of Mishamai. In other words, Mishamai, they hold that it's my nechon. So mele, Mishamai say that even Damayilede Shalui Tovlo, it's also tomei. But even loitov, and according to Mishamai, so it's toya, even if it's shifas, and even if it's loitovlo, and so it's toya. Even though it's shifas, and even though it's loitovlo, so it's still toya. So that's why the Mishnah mentions damayledes shaloitov. So Mishamai yemun chirei koch memeragleo. So according to Mishamai, so it's mentioned
Shaloi Tovlo, that according to Mishama, even though it's Loi Tovlo, and even though it's Yivas, so it's not Mitamelach Yorish. And we still say, Mitamelach Yorish, even if it is Tovlo, it is Mitamelach Yorish. Even if it is Tovlo. And the reason is why the Mishnah mentions that Mayoneh Shaloi Tovlo, Lashmino, to advise us that according to Mishama, even if it's Loi Tovlo, it's Toya. But according to Mishama, according to Misilel, it's Tome, even if it's Tovlo.
So couldn't the Mishnah have said according to Beis Hillel that even if she's a Tovlo, Tome? Why do you have to pick according to Beis Shama to go? Could have gone and said according to Beis Hillel.
This is what Teisa says. This is what Teisa says, that the Mishnah mentions Loi Tovlo to advise us that according to Mishama, so it's Toya, even Loi Tovlo. But according to Misilel, it's Tome. Even if Tovlo.
So the Mishnah could have advised according to Beis Hillel. Why do you have to pick one or the other? It would be more to say Dam Yoledes without saying
Tovlo. Because Bishamai is mentioned first in the Mishnah. So Mimele, and according to Bishamai, the Chiddush is that even though it's Loi Tovlo, it's still Toya. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned Dam Yoledes Loi Tovlo. But according to Beis Hillel, even if it is Tovlo, so it's Tovlo. Alright. This is what Teisa says, and this is what most Rishonim say. However, if you went over carefully, the Rashi at the end, I don't think I'll be able to reach this Rashi. Vosofok tonet, but you should have gone over this Rashi. Vosofok tonet, vilu posa kiche sofro, umishan elilo mishifas, mimeitum el mimeitea, usfire hocha ave, kisho iso yuledes nikeimo bizei, vimeitum asleim vishnei shuayi, uposko shabu akamo, vizui isvirosom, וכסוב על ימלידוסו שנראה בהן, אינו לו לספיר הזיבוסו, ושבוע שני ופוסקו, וחוזר ונפתח מים תומי, ושפעס מתייחי, and this Gemara goes according to Levi, ושפעס מתייחי בסך שבוע שלישי, ומשמוכם איתם מלאך ביום ישני בסילל, דו ממים תומי עושו, ותאירו לתאירוסי, אלו ביינו ותפילה. Now isn't that trashy strange? This Gemara goes according to Levi. And according to Levi, we still hold the Shtimayonis. So according to Levi, so we still have reference to what case? To the case of Shifas. Because in the case when she's not Shifas, so then Bisil wouldn't say that it's Tomei, because it's a Mayon Toya. It comes from a Mayon Toya, from a different Mayon altogether. It's considered as if it came from a different Mayon. Different Mayon. So, when do we still say that it's Mitamilach Yovesh? When do we still say that it's Mitamilach Yovesh? That is only when it is when it is Shifas. And it's Shifas, so it's Tomei. Why is it Tomei? Because it comes from the Mayim Tomei. So why does Rashi emphasize the longness of Bisilel? He says, "V'teivol l'tiyorosei al b'yevul tefillah." This lomdes is all right according to Rav, that it's mayon echol. So then, every dam teya should be tomei, even after tefillah should be tomei. But there is a special zerzakoso. There is a special zerzakoso that it's toy. So it's a special zerzakoso. In other words, according to Rav, it's a special dispensation by the Torah. There is no other reason except that it's a special heter by the Torah. So then the question arises, if there is a special heter that it's Torah, even though it's the same ayin opening as the dam that comes in Yemelede, so it should be Torah even before Tvileh. So we have to resort to the term that be able to feel it. But according to Levi, so the reason is why it's Tomei, because it's Shifas. If it wouldn't be Shifas, Bisil would be made according to Levi that it's Toya. So only Shifas. Now if it's Shifas, so the reason is why it's Tomei, because it comes from the Mayim Tomei. If it comes from the Mayim Tomei, there is no special heter. So why does Rashi emphasize the wrong this? So, Ubisilel, Mitamelach Yovish Bisilel, the Mayim Tomei also, Vitevo Yitrosel Yemu Trilel. So the Masho is the question against this Rashi. So what does the Masho say? The Masho says that Rashi is Chilkan Pesis. In other words, that Rashi holds
that even Alibi de Levi, the reason is why we still say that it's vitami lach v'yovish, even by Shabbos. So it's because b'yomim mutfile tavlach. But you have to understand it. What's the logic of it? If it's Levi says that the reason as to why, that the reason as to why, as to why it is mutar imiteyar is because it comes from another bayom. And the reason is why Bisil says itam alach yovesh, because Bisil have reference to Ishivas. So if it is Ishivas, so we know it comes from the old bayom, from the mayom tome. So mele, why do we have to resort to be able to feel a toler achmone? So the mashal doesn't explain, but the mashal just says that the Rashi is chelta bezis, and the tivim are limited in the Levi, so it is based upon the time of being able to do Torah Chmoneh. Even in the case of Shabbos, in the case of not Shabbos, so then we don't have to resort to anything. So then it's Doyer. So then it's Doyer according to Bisil, because it comes from another Mayon opening. All right, so we have to understand it. Now, so... Now, I just want to mention, in order to explain this Rashi, I just want to mention what Teisve says in the last Teisve, Silcha Sikirav Lechum. So Teisve says, Sikashe, according to Levi, that the reason as to why Dami Itayar is Toya is because it emanates from a different Mayon, whatever it means. So it emanates from a different Mayon. So the question is, why does the pricing prayer say Kiyere Sheyotso Padachas Bod B'yeisi Veres Kehovim V'akach Nizgayro Eneisim Lo Yimitume V'imitar V'yishnim Mayone say Amay Neisim Yimitare Halemay Mitome Sosum. Now the pricing prayer says, now the whole Aloche of Tumaslede Yimiteya applies to Israelites, but Enochis doesn't apply. Enochis is not mitame benide, it's not mitame pizive, it's mitame blede. The whole aloche applies to Israelis. It doesn't apply to Enochis. So the price says, suppose Enochis was misguided, was developed, while in the process of birth, while she was in labor, she was developed, Enochis. So while she was in labor, so then, and she had a blood, so it all depends, because Alpidin Leide is constituted once the head of the baby emerges from the mother's womb. So if the padachas blood, the head, the pharynx of the blood, emerged from the mother's womb before she immersed herself in the mikveh, so that means v'hakach nizgayro. So that means that the Leide took place, because when is Leide take effect? When the head of the baby emerges, even though the major portion of the baby is still in the mother's womb. So, but if the head of the baby emerged before she immersed herself in water, before the mother, so the illness immersed herself in the mikveh, so that means that the Leide took place while she was in Ochas. So there is no Tumas Leide, and if there is no Tumas Leide, there is no Yimitar either. So here, she also has God of Yisim, Yisim, Vakach, Nizgayro, Ein Eistel Yimitar, Yimitum, Yimitar. But if, let's say, she immersed herself, while she was in labor, she immersed herself in the mikveh. And then the second, after she immersed herself in the mikveh, the head of the baby emerged. So that means that the lady took place when she was already Israelis. So Mamele, she is subject to all the halachas of Tumas Leide and of Yemita. So here she also bedachas what means the Chavakach Nizgayro and Nisim Yemita, Tumas Yemita. So Bishloim, according to Rav, we understand that pricing. Because according to Rav, it's Mayan Echot. It's Mayan Echot. It has the same deen. But there is a special Tzatzakosu that is Mitameher, the 14 days, and then Yemiteya. So that Tzatzakosu applies only to a Yehudas Israelis, not to a Yehudas Nochis. But according to Levi, the reason is to why
is because it emanates from a different mayon. So what do we care that she was a nochris? So what difference does it make? It still emanates from a mayon toyer. Then another kasha. The first Mishnah is a Devon. Ufrish is a Devon. Nametan. Then Yeshno of Yemitume Vimitare. So if a baby was born through a cesarean operation, so the mother is not mechuyev to comply with Yemitumas Leiden. In other words, she doesn't have to count 7 days or 14 days, so it means she doesn't have to count the Yemitumas Leiden, because the halacha is by Yildes. If there is a normal birth, so even if there is no dam, even if it's a lady abeshte, so she's playing 7 days or 14 days. So by it's a day, that doesn't apply. But when the baby is born through a cesarean, so the mother still bleeds, so then she's in needle for 7 days because of needles. But it says, so she only has to observe the Zayin Yemenidah because of the bleeding. And if there is a lady Yabeshness, then she is not a soul altogether. So the question is, according to Rav, we understand this to why in Yeshvinov of Yemenidah. Because it's the same down. But it's especially the Zakosu. That the Zakosu applies only to a case of lady. But Yitzidayim, so there is no lady. So Mimele, the Gzeres HaKosuv, the Heta doesn't apply. But according to Levi, the reason is why she's Tevo is because it emanates from a different Mayon. So what if there is no Levi? It still emanates from a Mayon Toya. Alright. So then he says, Umayi Praise the Prenes Nikosho Kachel Levi. The Meke Kibi Shamai, the Oma Mayon Echodu. In Ami Yishan Hoch, Hano Dama Gitam Nishomin. I will stand as this is a day from Koshe. So Tevo says, Tuta Rutsi. V'yesh Lema V'yesh Lema V'yesh Lema So one teretz is that what does it mean in Eisel Yemiteyar? It means that if, let's say, the Geyeres saw dam on the seventh day or on the 14th day in Kevah. So if she was already Geyeres at the time of the lady, at the time the baby emerged his head from the mother's womb, so then she's subject to all the alochas of the Tumas Leide. So Mele, what's the aloche if a woman, a regular Israelis, if so the 7 days or 14 days she's male, whether she sees that or she doesn't see that.